May we call on our sister Kendra to give us our sermon.
Amen. Hallelujah. I would like to thank Session for this opportunity, giving us the Youth Sunday today. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Thank you to Session. I'd also like to thank Ruth and the rest of my YPG members that have supported me thus far. And last but not least, my father for always being my pride, my joy, and my support. Thanks, Dad. May we bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Almighty God, I ask that this morning, as I deliver your word and your message to your people, Lord, that you equip me with the knowledge and the strength to be able to deliver this message to your people. And may this word be inscripted on their hearts, Lord, and may it never depart from them. And this we pray in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today our theme is peacemaking. Peacemaking. When I received this theme, I told myself that in the future, I want to start catering or like targeting my message to the youth. It is Youth Sunday after all. So thus going forward, that is going to be my mission. The Lord God has provided me with knowledge and his guidance and his strength to deliver such messages to his people. No one in this church can say that they do not desire peace. Enye de biaye kan se onyami asundwe nkamo na musere nkanso. Chese, everybody desires peace. Everybody desires peace. Peace is a pillar of many, if not all, of our lives. But before I dive into that one a little bit more, I want to ask you a question today. And I'm going to ask this question several times throughout the sermon. Your own personal peace, at what cost and at whose expense? Your own personal peace, at what cost and at whose expense? So what lengths are you willing to go to for your own personal peace? And at whose expense is it? Meaning, no matter what, it doesn't matter who gets hurt, who gets offended in the process, to get to your goal, which is peace. And fahu. Simply said, at what expense are you willing to get that peace? I want to entertain some of Presby's pillars, or what Presby prides themselves on, what our beliefs are at Presbyterian Church of Ghana. The slogan of Presby is that they all may be what? One. It is not that they all may be three. Not they all may be four. It is that they all may be one. So if you're sitting here this morning, I'm just going to automatically assume that you're a Presbyterian. If you're here to visit, welcome to Presbyterian Church of Ghana, where they all may be one. But if you are here and you are a Presbyterian, I want to also assume that that slogan is also something that you have encrypted in your brain and in your heart. So ask yourself again, peace at what cost? And at whose expense? Okay. My sermon today, as I said in the beginning, is going to be very youth-centered. What I'm going to say this morning, I can understand that it could be very controversial in the church. But the Lord Almighty has determined that this is a message that I have to deliver to his people this morning. And when I'm called upon something, when it's God that's calling me to do it, it's a call that I cannot decline. So please, can we just all be understanding of this message? So ask yourself, peace at what cost and at whose expense? The reality of our church right now in this state is our youth has been completely depleted. Our youth is almost non-existent in this church. Whether you want to hear it or not, it has become the reality of this church. We have made desperate attempts at reviving the youth, retrieving the youth. But like we like to say sometimes in YPG, it's almost like we're pulling people's teeth out. We are not coming to church because we don't want to. We are not coming to church because we don't need to. There is a truth that lies deep within this church. That for whatever reason, we've looked upon. So ask yourself again. Peace at whose expense? Unfortunately, in this instance, the peace of this church has been at the youth's expense. Unfortunately so. When we make these attempts to revive the youth or to get our youth members to come back at the church, we have been receiving one response from them. And I want to say that everybody has the same response. We've surveyed the youth. Everybody is saying the same thing. This is the reason why they're not coming to church. And there's this term I want to introduce to the church this very morning. It's called being church hurt. Church hurt. Many of our youth are experiencing this feeling. And being church hurt is associating the church with negative connotations. Oh, I went to church one day. This negative thing happened to me. That is the reality of what our youth have been facing. So, how are these youth members getting these experiences? I want to draw this analogy this morning. A child's brain is like clay. Think of a ball of clay. When you're molding clay, at first, it's very moldable. It's very impressionable. But as the clay is in the environment and air passes through it, it becomes what? Hard. And it dries up. And it eventually becomes hard as what? Rock. Let's imagine our youth's minds to be like clay. In children's service, they're very impressionable. Everything you teach to our youth will stick with them. Same thing for JY. But when you reach YPG, that clay, guess what, is becoming to harden and solidify. By the age of 25, and this is what science says, it's not even me at this point. By the age of 25, your entire frontal lobe is developed. And YPG's age is 18 through what? 30. 30 years old. So let's just say, by the time the child has reached YPG, they're no longer as impressionable. I hope we're seeing what I'm trying to draw here. So if people are having these negative experiences from children's service to JY, by the time we come to YPG, I don't want to attack anybody this morning, but what I will say is if my message has offended anybody in this church, or if my message is making somebody feel some kind of way, then my brother, my sister, my auntie, my uncle, I'm speaking to you. Our youth come to church, and it's like negative comments like, oh, why kesio? Oh, den yo, ningi na ye ka. We try. And we know, say, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes our children's service teachers. It takes our JY teachers. It takes session. And most importantly, it takes the members of the church to raise a child. Hallelujah. I want to read Matthew 7, verse 12. Matthew 7, verse 12. I'll be reading the English Standard Version. I don't know if that's what will appear here. But Matthew 7, 12 says, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets." With that being said, what you would wish that somebody would tell you when you're in our position, you should do it for us as well. This morning, that is what my message is to the members of the church. It takes all of us to revive the youth within this church. And if you don't understand why I'm standing here saying this message today, I also want to read Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17. It says, "If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector." So today, this is the cry from the youth. This has been an issue or a conflict in the church for about a while now. So I, as the Bible has empowered me to do, I've brought it to the church. We've presented this to you this morning. Hallelujah. So if one group in this church is not at peace, ask yourself, are we all at peace? Are we honoring Presbyterian's slogan of that they all may be one? So if one of us is down, we are all down. If one of us is down, we are all down. Our aunties, our uncles, our grandmas, our grandpas, our mothers and fathers, we ask that you nurture us with nothing short of love and happiness. In Romans 14, verse 19, it says, "So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbringing." I want to put emphasis on the mutual upbringing. Mutual means that all of us, we are going to address this conflict because it is our mutual upbringing, because this is going to benefit all of us. It's not just going to benefit Women's Fellowship. It's not just going to benefit Men's Fellowship. It won't just benefit the session, but it will benefit all of us, because the youth is the future of this church. We are the future of this church. Hallelujah. So now that this obstruction of peace has been identified, let us all work together to cast it away. That when somebody sees a child from Presbyterian Church of Ghana, they'll know this person is from Presbyterian Church of Ghana. They'll even know they're from Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. Munka, amen. Hey. Chese. When somebody sees a child, they'll know this child is from Mount Zion congregation. Oh. My message to our youth here today: let Jesus be your pillar. Let the Lord be your pillar, that when these storms sweep strong, you will stand firm. Know that you are anchored in Christ. And without Christ is the crisis, my youth. This is our cry this morning. And this will not be an easy strife, but is one we must fight. Some time back, when I gave a sermon at, I think it was when I was in JY, I had mentioned that When the Lord puts you through conflict or he puts you through trials, you should rejoice in it. And why I say that is because after rain, there are rainbows and there are sunshine. Our youth, the Lord is preparing us for something that we'll never even expect. It will be great, greater than great. So my youth, please anchor yourselves in the Lord. Anchor yourself in the Lord and everything else will fall in place for you. May you never depart from his church. May you have a hunger in your stomach that no food can fulfill, but only the word of God can satisfy. Hallelujah. Be focused on your goal, the youth. And that goal is to revive the youth within this church. Be focused on it. The word of God is the only word that nobody can take away from you. You are a child of God. Know that, and no one will take it away from you. Amen. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Amen. Can we take a moment to say a prayer for the youth in this church? Let us pray that the Lord will continue to spawn disciples within this church. May the youth multiply. May they be many. May they be the heads and never the tails. That when people go and they see these youth and they encounter them, they'll say, hey, this is a child of God. This is a child of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. This is a child of the Mount Zion congregation. And that definition, that identity will never depart from them in the name of Jesus Christ. May they have a desire for God. May the word of God never depart from their lives. Pray for the youth. Open your mouths and pray for the youth. Lord, hear our cry this morning, O Lord. We've come before you this morning, O Lord Almighty God. And we pray, Lord, that you stay with us and you never depart us. May your word be imprinted. May it be inscripted on our hearts and in our minds, O Lord Almighty God. Father God, we pray this morning, Heavenly Father. Pray, Heavenly Father, this morning, O Lord, that the youth will continue to multiply. O Lord, Almighty God, that you make us crazy for Christ, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we pray.
Be with our youth, my Lord, and strengthen them, Lord. Open their minds and let them accept you, Heavenly Father, holy. Direct their paths, and Lord, lead them with wisdom and knowledge. Grant them the necessary knowledge that you provide so that they can stand the test of time.
You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Lord, Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Amen.
Amen.
May we pray, bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Almighty God, I thank you for bringing me to your people this morning and allowing me to preach your word to them. We ask that they receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. And as they go to their desired places or they go to their respective homes, O Lord, that this word follows them through and through. We pray for the youth and commit them into your hands, O Lord Almighty God, that them too, they'll be empowered by this message. This message will turn lives and it will touch souls and it will win souls over to you, O Lord. May they come running to your church, Heavenly Father. In this we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, yeah, someone said my bunny be a man. Yeah. Kendra, God bless you. But are you sure all the things that God has asked you to tell us today, all the things are what you've said, or because when you were preaching and it got to a tensed time, so you think, okay, and you mean Fabian CEO? Are you sure you have told us everything? Eka kakra. Me, I mean, who is that? Okay. Pacho, befa microphone. Na ne akano. Ntina na kaka hwai.
Thank you, Papa.
Yepesi yeah. Yehu, because you see, yem pesa mube kubiem why.
Pacha, Matias. So as Papa said, it was very tensed in the room. This is a conversation or this is a topic that is very hard to address, especially with elderly people. However, I did want to go a little bit more in detail about some of the certain experiences our youth have had in the church. As I said earlier, it does truly take a village to raise a child. However, your intentions when addressing this child, let them be known to the child. It's hard to know what your intentions are when some messages can just be a little bit targeting. So kache mi se mi huaye kese minye den.
I think so. Or can body shaming.
Body shaming. We've had issues with people insulting the way some of us have dressed.
Yeah, dressing. Okay.
Certain stuff like that. Matias, sometimes is out of like kindness of your heart.
Yeah. But how? Enti kani amu yeni sebiya meka se oh Kendra watari anu machre wo niya enkaye wangu dance meka se watari ni nyefe watari we nye.
Yes.
But asho I mean add on se oh kawi yeni se ya okay. Good.
Thank you, Papa. Please sit down.
But your mom said my bano. Mental sickness is a bani adin yina ebi jirejina yinu muso. Ebi a oka se ni haye kese no ne di adwendwin bi ato no so and by that no obehwe na aye eniema bebre anase manani enye ni nyina no Kendra and the youth, please listen. In this world, you are not going to get things on silver platter all the time. You see, sometimes because of our environment where we are, if you don't take care, you think that all the time you should be, rosy. But even the rose flower, there are thorns on the stem. What it means is this. sometimes you will come across some harsh conditions. And even you said it in your submission. That one to be ready to embrace and think about the positive side of it. And you move on with it. Because onipano ebi okra onkra dream boni o na dream we fine so ah eh suade e no afa no kwambo ne so adenti na bi amema ame akasa adenti na me papa akasa and you are worried. Please the youth, you to embrace. Please be ready to embrace the positives and the negatives. All of them nurture you for the better. And ye bibia na ye sochi 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 ana se ye nkonkoa edu bibia eden. Hard times are there. So please be ready for the tough times too. So at the end of the day, you will not be half-baked. You will not be half-baked. You will be wholly baked. But all the same, adebi amakano, ye wa henyina ano, yate. Ti ebe kro kro mo. Ay. Enti ye hun sa anwa. Nya ye mo tu. Nima kase, kawi ye exercise anke ye. God bless you, Kendra. God bless you, the youth. God bless you.